This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Huma Sakela's Tuma Mina, Send Me, the People's Version, was released across all digital platforms on Friday, September 11th in Heritage Month. Tuma Mina is a call to the people of South Africa to stand up collectively for change. In the song, Huma Sakela pens the lyrics, "I wanna be there when the people start to turn it around," which rings true to the very first words in South Africa's constitution. We, the people. The people of South Africa are facing tremendous challenges in the face of COVID-19, such as severe poverty, a compromised economy, lack of access to healthcare and education, corruption and gender-based violence. Together, with a little help from some friends, Constitution Hill, in partnership with the Huma Sakela Heritage Foundation, have joined forces to produce a collaborative reworking, the People's Version, of the late great Masakela's anthemic Tuma Mina. The People's Version strives to mobilize the citizens of South Africa into action, in support and empowerment of one another.
Start to turn it around when they triumph over poverty.
I wanna be there when the people win the battle against AIDS. I wanna lend a hand.
I wanna be there for the alcoholic. I wanna be there for the drug addict.
I wanna be there for the victims of violence and abuse.
Robertson, the CEO of Constitution Hill, and Mabuso Masakela from the Hugh Masakela Foundation have joined us today on the Good Things Guy Jackpot, and I'm excited to have them here. Dawn, Mabuso, thank you for being on the show today. Obviously, sure. The ultimate goal is for people to get the song, download the song, listen to the song, watch the music video. Where can they go to get the song?
It's on all the playlists, so you can download it on Apple Music, Spotify, all of those spaces. On YouTube, yeah, and the videos on Conyola's websites and stuff as well. But Brett, just to say, we want you to download the song. The other thing we want you to download is the preamble to the Constitution. We're trying to put the preamble of the Constitution into every South African's hands, because this is what the song is about. It's about living our Constitution and the preamble to our Constitution. So on our website as well, which is www.constitutionhill.org.za/we the people, we've actually designed bits and pieces for you. So you can change your phone screen to the preamble of the Constitution or something around this campaign. You can actually download it and stick it up on your wall. You can get social media bits and pieces. So it's really about popularizing preamble, getting people to know what our Constitution is about, which is what this song embodies, what this production embodies.
I love that. And I love that you put this campaign together to give us hope.
Brett, I just want to give a shout out and a word out to all the musicians who participated in the project. Zolani Mahola from Freshly Ground, Tandiswa Mazwai, Vusi Matlasela, Mom Abigail Kubeka, Zwai Bala, Jay Arthur, Jay Something, Huey's Band, Leroy Salt, Cameron Ward, Johan Mtetwa, Fana Zulu, Leroy Sauls, and the guys from Bomb Shelter Beast who, you know, led by Marcus Wyatt, but who all came in and, you know, came in their gear and played so beautifully for us. It's just really also very amazing to pull together this sort of project and have this level of talent and artistry and bump into no egos at all, which was really a beautiful thing. Just that the artists, there aren't enough words to really express the gratitude that certainly I and I think we all have for their contribution to this project, because without them, it wouldn't be, which was really amazing.
As we threw the names around, it was like, but what's the connection to Brahuyum, you know? We always wanted people that were touched by him. And I think that's why it's such an emotional video and sound.
On Friday, when I was looking at the tweets, I was like quite overcome, because it felt, I'm often moved by when all the people who come in to help the person, right? That's my soft spot. Like, you know, if you've ever seen the movie, and believe me when I say this, if you've ever seen the movie Miss Congeniality with Sandra Bullock, and there's a scene where she's, it's close to the end of the movie, and she's coming to do the gig on her own now, and she doesn't know anything about putting on the makeup, and then that one girl calls all the other girls to come around, come girls, and let's come help her get made up, and I always choke up at that moment in the movie. And so that's always what, like, really moves me, is when I see how people come out for Hugh, and how they come out for the message that what he stood for. He was always for the people.
Yeah.
And he always had a side eye for the politicians, quite frankly. And he always believed in the power that the people could bring and could do. And you know, that Constitution Hill was willing to back this and put it on that kind of a platform. And that everybody came in and gave in their time and did their very best and brought their very best to the table. Yeah, I'm beyond moved.
Well, this is what I started off the show by saying, is the music video and the reworking of the song, it really does move you. And, not but, and. I feel like right now we need that little bit of hope more than ever. What South Africans are currently going through with job losses, with poverty, with, you know, government payments that aren't coming to fruition, there's all these things that they're dealing with, is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to COVID. At the end when we move to level one or level zero or whatever that is, we're going to have something called a COVID hangover, where jobs are not all of a sudden going to come back. Things are not all of a sudden going to kick off again. Our economy is not just going to come right. We as the people need to make that happen. And I think that's why a level of hope that you're bringing with this campaign and song and music video is so important right now.
I can't
believe
it so eloquently.
Yeah, I mean, it's we're not going back to zero. We're not going to be starting at one. The race isn't beginning again. It's going to be in the middle of a very broken down situation. It is a pretty broken down situation. I just think that the only way that we're really going to get through it is not by expecting. I appreciate the government grants, but I'm not expecting them. I don't expect. Yeah. I don't expect much, because, like, there's been so much, you know, I mean, I don't even want to go into it, but there's so much of whatever, 5 billion here and 2 trillion, like, you know, I mean, the amounts are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that doesn't bode well for any kind of focused government plan or structure. It's only going to be community by community, and how communities interact with one another and support one another in ways that they can, that we're going to get through this. This is the only way that it's going to happen. It's really, I think that in many ways it's going to create the South Africa that we've dreamed of.
Yeah, I think we're going to come out of this in a much better space. It's going to be hard. But it's only by supporting each other and living the message of the campaign and the song that we'll be able to create a much better place. And like Busha says, this is what we all hoped we were going to get 25 years ago, that we're hoping we're going to get now.
Well, I mean, we work with it daily, where we're telling stories of NGOs and institutions in South Africa that are being supported by South Africans. It's individuals that are digging deep, whether it's volunteering or money, they're putting the action to their words and they're helping South Africans out. And we feature these stories daily. If anything, I think that COVID-19 have taught us that we are in whatever this is, whatever situation, whatever year, whatever time, whatever challenge, we're all in this together. And the only way we'll get through it is together. And your song reinforces that. This video reinforces that. I think it's just beautiful. Tell me a little bit about the shooting of the music video. Who came up with the creative of that? Where was that sort of born?
So if you think about it, when I put the brief together for our creative agency, and it's a gentleman called Lawrence Horvitz from an agency called Mamas. Mm-hmm. And literally I said to him, I've got this amount of money. And it was a minute amount of money. And I said to him, I actually want two campaigns out of this. So it even got sliced in half. And we bounced around ideas and you know, the Tumamina thing came up, but they came up with the whole concept of, you know, integrating ordinary people in the street, doing what they could to make a difference in people's lives. They came up with the concept of projecting stuff onto the walls and filming the musicians around the site so that we could bring the site to life. Because the research that we've done has shown that, you know, probably 99% of South Africans don't even know what Constitution Hill is. They get confused between the court and Constitution Hill. They don't understand what we stand for. So in lots of ways, it was trying to actually expose this physical space of Constitution Hill as well. And if you have any of the history of the fort where we did most of the filming, the fort was built in 1892, and it's actually an inside-out fort. So when you're on the outside, you just kind of see these grass mounds. And only when you get inside the fort do you see that it's actually a fort. So in lots of ways, it was taking that and kind of exposing the actual physical site and making that site, because Constitution Hill is a space that belongs to everybody. It's the home of our Constitution. I often tell people in my day-to-day work, I sometimes walk down to the square, and the square will be completely red because the EFF are there protesting something in the court. And the next day it might be blue because the DA are doing something. Or the next day it's like 500 school children on the site. It's just a site that belongs to everybody, and it's a home for everybody. And we're a space where there's a whole movement within the museum sector about whether a museum should be activist in nature. Well, we've always been activist in nature. You know, we don't stand on the line. We open ourselves up to everybody. If something happens, you know, we don't shut ourselves off from it. We've had situations where, for example, Ayanda's famous painting of President Zuma was exhibited at Mandela, and people wanted to come and shut us down. And what we did was we brought everybody into the room and we said, let's have a conversation about this. You know, what takes precedent? Freedom of speech, freedom of, you know, and we debated it with the artist and various people. And that's the role we want to play. For example, in Fees Must Fall, Conyol became the neutral space where the university, the students, the parents, different people could come together to talk about solutions to that. And that's the role we wanted to play. So this was just a great way of positioning Conyol again in what was happening in this country. And one of the other projects that we did the minute COVID lockdown happened as well was a project we call My COVID Story, where we realized that every single day, every single one of us were making history. Mm-hmm. So we were learning how to teach our kids from home. We were living differently. So we did this My COVID Challenge, where every day we threw out a challenge. Tell us how you're coping with educating your kids from home. Tell us how you're hoping with managing to do your work from home. And each day we collected these things. And we collected things like when people had been given notice or they were retrenched. We collected retrenchment letters. We collected drawings that kids did, because history was being made every single day. And we couldn't wake up a year from now and suddenly try to start gathering that history. So immediately we start collecting that history, because part of our We the People campaign and the development of Constitution Hill is the building of a new museum which tells the story of the Constitution, which was also delayed because of COVID lockdown regulations on building. But part of that museum is a new archive. And that archive is collecting people's histories. And one of my biggest regrets was that I didn't collect physical things when Fees Must Fall was happening, you know. So I could have collected stuff which has been lost now. Mm. But with My COVID Story, we've collected so much. Things that were happening on social media. There's a whole exhibition, a year's worth of exhibitions that could be made out of this content.
Well, let me ask you. Obviously, the Hugh Masekela Foundation, you guys have been an integral part of creating the song and the campaign and putting it out there. But you also do great work besides making music videos.
It's funny, because as Don was talking about Constitution Hill, I was thinking about how many things, gigs, shows, and various things that I've actually done at Constitution Hill over the years. And Constitution Hill has actually been quite a vibrant spot. And look, I got here in 96.
Yeah.
In South Africa. And, you know, I sort of fell into doing a lot of stage managing and production managing I road managed with Hugh for a while. I worked for a while at Cape Town International Jazz Festival, and I did lots of one-off other gigs. Yeah, done a lot of things.
So it's been part of the Hugh Masekela story, Constitution.
Yeah.
Just wanted to throw something in there to add to what Bush has just said. You know, when we were trying to find out what was the marketing link between the Tumamina Hugh Masekela link and the We the People, we were sitting in a meeting, Bush, hey? And I Googled, you know, and I Googled and I said, like, Hugh Masekela, South African Constitution. And what it threw up was that the day that Mandela signed the Constitution, Hugh Masekela performed. It wasn't a concert, but he performed at the signing of the Constitution. And everybody seemed to have forgotten that. And then suddenly Rosie, who manages the Masekela Foundation, said, yes, you're right. And I was there. And she held up a photograph of her and Madiba and Bayou. You know, so it was these things kept happening.
Well, that's the universe working in synchronicity, where it was meant to come together, really. Dawn, I must ask, you speak about the Constitution Hill and the museum, and it's a space for everyone. Are you guys open again? Are you open for the public to come and see all your archives and the things you have?
We are going to be opening on Heritage Day. So we're ramping up towards opening on Heritage Day. So obviously we're opening with limited numbers and, you know, pre-bookings and stuff like that.
Yep.
But we're also having to pivot in the sense that 80% of our audience, our visitors, are not here. They can't come into the country. So we're designing a whole range of new programs to actually appeal to the domestic market and to ordinary people. A lot of them built around the We the People campaign.
I was totally going to say that. Now is the time to educate South Africans on what is right here in our own space. I don't know what level it was, but we were allowed to go to places, but we weren't allowed to leave the province. It was the perfect time for people to get to know their own cities. There's a lot of people who are very quick to climb on a plane to go to Portugal or skiing or whatever they do, which is great and it's fantastic and you should travel. But in the same breath, I think you should be traveling locally and seeing our museums and the things that we have to offer and to learn about our own culture.
And a lot of great parks in South Africa and Gauteng area. A lot of great parks and outdoor spaces, just very short spaces outside of Johannesburg are some really, really wonderful sites and places to see. I've had a chance to travel around South Africa and around Johannesburg, and it's a really beautiful place, and it seems a shame that more people don't know where they live.
Well, now's an important time, and I think anybody that's listening now, take note that Constitution Hill opens up on the 24th of September, but also take note that you should be going to the parks and the beauty that is around us and supporting. I think now, when we come together, this is the time to send me. This is the time for you guys to support small businesses, to look after each other. And supporting small businesses could literally be, I don't know, visiting the wilds of Joburg, that beautiful park that James Delaney put together and has cleaned up. I want to thank both of you for joining me today. To all of the artists that were part of this music, creation of the music, it translates. So if you listen to the song or you watch the video, it translates. What you guys were trying to put across comes across. It's heart, it's passion, it's soul. And I hope that the message does drive home that we're united and we need each other to get through this. So thank you very much for being on the show today. Thank you for doing what you do. And I want to wish you and all of the listeners only good things.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye. Be well.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.